Now, a prominent rights organization has urged Saudi Arabia to halt the execution of 14 individuals who were sentenced to death on charges of taking part in anti-government protests. Amnesty International says the men were convicted following unfair trials based on confessions obtained under torture. The rights group said it is gravely concerned if justice has been served, warning that the men could be executed as soon as King ratifies their sentences. Saudi Arabia claims the defendants committed violent crimes as they joined anti-government protests in the country's eastern province back in 2011 and 2012. Some 15 others were also given death sentences on charges of spying for Iran. Prominent human rights organizations accused the kingdom of issuing death penalties to suppress dissidents and the opposition. Joining us now from London is Arzu Mirali with the Islamic Human Rights Commission. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Ms. Mirali. Now, as you've just heard, the Saudi kingdom accuses these defendants of committing acts of terror and even colluding with a foreign government. However, at the same time, you have Amnesty International and other rights groups saying that it's merely the political opposition that irks Saudi Arabia so much. Which is it?
You know, I think pretty much everybody watching is going to be fairly clear that this is, you know, trumped up charges against political opponents and not even particularly senior political opponents. It's a message to anyone who dares to show any dissent. It doesn't seem like these people were doing anything more than taking part in a protest. However, or, you know, authoritarian your regime may be, it still seems to be massively disproportionate in terms of sentencing. It can only be seen as the most heinous and opportunistic way of crushing the kind of dissent that is obviously fulminating beneath the surface in Saudi Arabia. People just cannot stand that regime any longer.
Well, now that Amnesty International has raised the alarm over these 14 individuals, do you see Saudi Arabia responding to these demands of release?
You know, I'm old enough to remember when there was a TV program, United Kingdom, about called Death of a Princess, which was harshly criticizing the Saudi regime at that time, sort of the late 70s, early 80s, for killing a princess who had, I forget who she ran off with or whatever, and quote-unquote dishonored them. Not much affects them. You know, all they did was then put a whole load of money into television in the United Kingdom in particular, in order to sort of pump up their image, which is what they've been doing for, you know, 30-odd years and so on. What's really needed is the kind of pressure that comes from the close allies and puppet masters in London and Washington. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's the people who say jump and the Saudis follow suit.
Right, but that's not really happening now, is it? The governments in the UK and even the US are putting profits of arms sales, etc., above the lives of innocent people.
It's nothing new there. This is basically how Washington and London work. And, you know, thank goodness now there is some mobilization to hold them to account for it. But unfortunately, there's a long way to go. I think right now what we need is, you know, the grassroots, the people who are absolutely disgusted with this, to raise their voices all over, and particularly all over the Muslim world, because I think there has to be a message sent now to Saudi that's been pumping millions and billions into sort of mosque infrastructures and so on and so forth in an attempt to kind of mollify the Muslim masses, who are now being able to see through this, that actually they no longer have those constituencies, that money just can't buy the consciences of these people anymore. And I think we're at that point now where, you know, that tide is turning, and inshallah, I hope that we can bring some pressure to bear and at least shout out this injustice if we cannot halt it.
Well, so you're saying that there is now, at least on a grassroots level, more awareness of what Saudi Arabia is up to.
Definitely. It's partly because we're in the social media age. But, you know, some things are writ large now. We can see now that there is no longer a kind of shame amongst certain quarters of the Saudi elite to actually advertise their relationship with the so-called state of Israel. And in fact, the type of relationships they want, the kind of cross-fertilization of policy that's been happening in the region for the last 5, 6, 7 years. And ultimately, despite all sorts of machinations and propaganda, I think people on the ground are seeing it. They're seeing it definitely in the last couple of weeks with what's happening in Al-Quds and with regard to Masjid Al-Aqsa. And, you know, ultimately the Saudis are being more and more exposed. Even their machinations with Qatar is actually exposing them to an awful lot of ridicule now amongst those quarters who may not have been, you know, have been previously more allied to them. And I think ultimately that can only be good. But, you know, really, Muslim masses, it's time to show that you won't take this anymore.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Arzu Mirali with the Islamic Human Rights Commission joining us via Skype from London. It's always great having you with us here on Press TV.